as many as 60,000 Florida students could get shut out of state universities in the next 5 years. That's according to a report released last week by Enlace Florida, a state group whose goal is to promote college readiness, access, and success for underrepresented students in Florida. Braulio Colon is the assistant director with Enlace Florida. He says that several factors could play into so many Florida students being denied a chance at higher education.
The 60,000 is the worst case scenario that is, you know, not beyond the realm of possibility, that the universities could potentially cut enrollment by as little as 1.5% for each of the next 5 years. And if that is the case, you're talking about, 60,000 students may be unable to pursue their undergraduate or graduate education at one of our public institutions over the next 5 years.
In the report, you write that this budget crisis is also partly produced and exacerbated by an administrative structure with powers and responsibilities divided between and contested among elected officials and the Board of Governors. You know, we hear a lot about that, about the Board of Governors and how they don't have the autonomy that they thought they were going to have. How does that play into the state not adequately funding higher education?
Well, I think it's very important. You're talking about a body that's been authorized by the citizens of the state of Florida to look at, make policy decisions for our 11 public universities, but then not being able to have certain authorities that are important, I think, with being able to look at 11 individual missions by these institutions and their different funding needs. So when you have, that's an important authority to have, I think, is the ability to not only recommend that tuition be decreased or increased, but the ability to authorize that.
You also write in the report that the student-to-faculty ratios with the state universities in Florida are among the worst in the country. And I guess with these issues with budgeting and the like, it may get worse before it gets better.
Well, there's no question that there's been a lot of discussion about the need to recruit and hire more faculty for our university system. Our goal with the report was really to really ask that the leaders of the state of Florida come together. Let's talk about these issues. They're very complex. They can't be solved during one legislative session. It takes everyone at the table, members from the Board of Governors, the legislature, the Department of Education, and university presidents, to all come together and talk about the needs of our students in our state to make sure that they're being looked at as the number one priority, the needs of our students, and to really consider that discussion, because there needs to be some solutions to. There's no question that the demand for higher education is not going to slow down, so we need to begin to look at how can we keep the doors open.